There we go.
So, first of all, I just want to say this just publicly. There's grace in the gathering, right? So the fact that you guys are here, I heard a statistic this week that was horrifying. Like 2/3 of American Christians are not comfortable going to church right now. 2/3. It's just unbelievable where we're at. But I just want to honor you guys that you're gathering, because there's grace in this gathering. And I wish, in some ways, I wish the live stream was still on, because I would tell those people that are watching the live stream to get their butts into church, because the Lord wants us gathering. And you know what? Maybe you gather in small groups. It doesn't matter. Believers have to be gathering. So much of this chaos that we're dealing with right now is because of the fear of this virus, churches shut their doors. Some of them shut the doors before they were told they had to shut the doors. I mean, you know, God forgive us. But there's grace in the gathering. And so some of you tonight, you're above this thing because you're here. You're above this thing because you're here. You know, in an avalanche, you want to end up on top, not buried, right? Many believers right now are buried. They're underneath this thing. But because you're here in a posture of spiritual warfare in this place, you're on top of it. It's not, you're not under it, you're on top of it. That's exactly where we want to be. If a tsunami hits, tsunamis are bad, okay? Bad. But if you end up on top of a tsunami, you're okay. We want to be on top of this thing. And it's like a tsunami. I just want to say that the fact that you're here is, and some of you, maybe there's a battle coming in here. I want to tell you, you are floating to the surface because you're here tonight. All right, so I want to share this. I had to write it down. So many things were healed in this situation. But here, let me just summarize it. I shared a little bit of it last week, but literally a little over a week ago, we were in the Fisherman down at the San Clemente Pier for my wife's birthday. And I was thinking to myself, wherever we go, it's just, there is such a grace for healing the lost right now. It's just unbelievable. If you're not partaking of that, you're missing out on the greatest fun that you would ever experience. Seriously, more is happening out there, because God sometimes will hold us as believers to a standard. You know, it's like if we have unforgiveness, that can block something that God wants to do. There's house rules, so to speak. But that doesn't apply out there on the streets with the lost. There's no rules. He's not, you know, you don't have to ask an unbeliever, hey, you might want to consider forgiving somebody before I pray for you to be healed. Forget that. It's a special grace for the lost. And then once we get in the family, then there's house rules. Honestly, you know, and we know that. How many people would ask, how many people, like, unforgiveness was blocking your healing, and then you released, you forgave, and you got healed? House rules. We're in the family, there's house rules. But out there, no rules. There are no rules out there. We saw this. So we were at this restaurant where we're having brunch or whatever, and I had gotten a word of knowledge to go give to one of the waiters, and so I went over, and then I was walking back, and I heard Persian being spoken at the table, and so I introduced myself, and within like 30 seconds, I have 4 new friends, and that's just the way it rolls with Middle Easterners. And I just decided to tell them what I was doing. I said, yeah, well, I'm a healer. And I was going over to tell that guy that somebody wanted, that the Lord wanted to heal somebody in the restaurant. And one woman says, oh, I would love to see a miracle. I would love to see that. I said, does anybody have pain? She points to her sister and says, chronic abdominal pain for years. And she says, I'm an acupuncturist. I can't get her healed. She's also a New Age mystic, we discovered, and she couldn't get her healed. I said, oh, it's your lucky day, because my wife's a healer and she's right there. Hey, Natalie, come over here. So Natalie comes over, lays hands on this woman, and she's radically healed at the restaurant. Now, I shared that last week. That's great. That's great. But that's just the beginning, right? This is why I had to write this down. That's great, you know? Well, anyway, my wife gives her the wrong number. Like, we get a new number every summer. She gives her last summer's number for her cell phone. And I'm just like, honey, you know, we had one job. Give him the proper number. But I had given one of the guys, there's two guys and two men, two women. I had given one of the guys my business card from the Middle East, and I just happened to write my local number on it. So last week we prayed, you know, Natalie was here, and she said, okay, pray that they get in touch with us. Well, I get a call, and all of a sudden, one of them is coming back to me. So the Lord answered that specific prayer, all right? And they said, can you come over? Because we told them, if we come over, we will. You invite all of your friends, and we will have a healing service. That's what we said. So, like we offered, we show up at their house. Actually, it's the devil was trying to just shut this whole thing down, because I got the number of the woman that had. We're going to go to her house. Natalie texts her and says, okay, we will come over tomorrow night. And it was all set. She never received the text. I took screenshots of the text and showed them. And they even said, there's like, it's like somebody didn't want us to meet. Huh. Hello. Hello, unbelievers. Hello, unbelievers have a better understanding of spiritual warfare than many Christians do. Anyway, so we get, and anyway, we can't do it now, because I call like a half an hour before we're supposed to go to dinner at their house. And they're like, oh, we made other plans. We never heard back from your wife. I'm like, oh, did you guys have any plans? They asked me, did you guys have any plans tonight? It's like, no, we were coming over for a miracle service. So then the guy calls me back and he says, okay, we weren't ready, but if you can give us an hour, it's all back on. We're like, amen. So literally from 6:30, how cool is that? And then, so we show up here in Laguna Niguel at the house, and there's nine people gathered. Nine people gathered. You know, eight of them are Persian Muslims that are hungry for a miracle. So as we're walking up to the house, words of knowledge start to come. First one was lower back. And then we walk into the backyard, we sit down, and literally, before we've even met everybody, I'm like, okay, honey, there's a knee problem, there's a foot problem, and there's a back problem that the Lord wants to heal. And literally, the healing service started as we arrived. And Natalie is just busy because, of course, she had come over at the fishermen. And so they're thinking, Natalie's the healer, so she's going to get bit to work. So this is what happened in the first hour or something. All right? So the mother, the mother who didn't speak any English, the older, we met her, her neck and her knee was healed, all right? Then the woman who's the New Age mystic woman, her knee, her neck, her back, a headache, and her ankle were healed, all right? And she was delivered from a spirit that was jumping around. Natalie did deliverance as well. Then another woman's ankle was healed, and then a dentist had come and heard that there was a miracle service, and her neck and her back were healed. All right. And those were the words, knee, foot, and back, all those things. And then neck got in there somehow. We missed the neck word of knowledge, although it's an eye, your neck got healed. So that's good. So within about an hour or so before we sat down to this incredible Persian meal, 10 different conditions were healed and the deliverance went forward. Right. Well, that wasn't it, because all night we're preaching the gospel, and I didn't know that the woman that had said, I want to see a miracle, was a full-blown New Age mystic. And I just go into this whole thing. And I, like Natalie's like, he doesn't even know this. I'm like, you know the thing about the New Age movement is that they're into a power or a force, but God is a person. He's personal. And like, that's just the way to go after New Agers. So I'm like preaching this whole thing. I said, God speaks. And I was telling them, you know, God gave me four people's names like 2 weeks ago in 3 days on the streets. How can an impersonal force give you people's names? Can't do that. I had no idea that this woman is like the spiritual guru in the family, right? Well, Natalie's all tired. We ate all this food. We ate way too much food and didn't stick with my protocol. Natalie's like, Dave, whatever they serve us, you're going to eat tonight. You're not going to do this whole week, I'm going to only eat certain foods. And anyway, it's like, okay. So I ate all this bad stuff anyway. So anyway, stuff I don't normally eat. So anyway, now it's like 10 at night. And I'm like, honey, I think it's time to do some prophetic ministry. Natalie had been looking at her watch. She's super tired. She's like, can we just go home? 10 people were healed. We've been preaching the gospel all night. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then for the next hour and 15 minutes, the Lord, and I'm like, why is my wife not jumping in on this prophetic thing? She's like, I'm tired. I healed 10 people earlier, you know? So I just began to look around, and the Lord's giving me some of the most accurate prophetic stuff I've ever gotten. I want to tell you right now, I don't care if you do not consider yourself prophetic. If you go up to an unbeliever and say, I think God wants to say something to you, and you don't even know what you're going to say, he'll give you something. That's how easy it is right now. That's how easy it is right now. The words of knowledge are just going off the chart. If you will go out in public and you will tune in and say, Lord, what do you want to say to that person? I want to promise you right now, he is speaking in a way that I've never seen. In all of my years of charismatic ministry, I've never seen. It's the easiest, most open time. Just by accident today, we go down to Laguna, followed up, find out a woman we prayed for just was healed. I got to finish the testimony of the persons. Anyway, let me come back. I got to forget what happened today. Anyway, what happened today was insane as well. Every day, just insane, insane, insane. And that's just what God is doing. So anyway, to end this evening, we're just, I'm like, I think God wants to say something to you. And then all of a sudden, this woman is like, she's looking at me like, you know, like, how does he know this stuff? I said, well, I don't know anything, but God knows everything about you. And he's telling me some things that he wants you to know. And it was so amazing to see the way the Lord, like this one thing, like she had gone through a divorce and she had mentioned some things that night about her divorce. And I hear the Lord say, tell her it's not her fault. I say, hey, I just want you to know, it's not your fault. And she's like, and it just bounced off her shield. And the Lord said, say it again. The Lord wants you to know it's not your fault. It was like that scene in Good Will Hunting where, no, honestly, it's like that. And I just kept saying it. And all of a sudden her shield went down and she just begins to weep. She's like, I've been blaming myself for this thing. I just thought it was the biggest failure. I mean, I'm just like, God was so, it was like, and then we moved to the next one and it's like, oh my goodness. And then finally the New Age mystic, because she's kind of the ringleader in the whole family. So the last thing, I look at her and I say, you know, God's going to start speaking to you in a new way. Now, she's been all into a new personal New Age force. I said, God is going to start speaking to you, and he's going to start speaking to you in your left ear. I've never given, you know, I don't give this word very often, right? And I just kind of leave it. And she's like, she's full deadpan, you know, I loved it. Just deadpan, no, getting no feedback. And then she grabs Natalie as we're walking out. She says, I didn't want to say anything because my family thinks I'm so weird anyway, because she's the New Age mystic. The last 2 days I've been hearing things in my left ear. Yeah. I want to tell you right now, like last week, we meet somebody and it's like, just can we come to your house, invite your friends. So this is like the biggest open invitation. When somebody encounters something, when you're out there, they won't come to church right now. Okay, believe me, I've been inviting people to church and house church meetings and meetings for the last 2 months and nobody comes. But when you say, we're going to come to your house and the miracle service is there, it happens. I needed this insight. I've been so frustrated. All these people that have gotten healed and I haven't been able to get them to a Christian's house before the church opened. I'm like, okay, we'll do a house meeting. It wasn't working. I'm like, Lord, why? You're healing all these people, but they don't want to come. And then the Lord unveils Acts chapter 10 to me and says, you need to go to the house of Cornelius. You need to go to them. Stop inviting them. They're not coming to you. The lost, the harvest. You go to them. Now, eventually they'll come here, but not stage one. Stage one is in the house of Cornelius. That's where it's going to happen. So I just want, and you know, years of ministry, and I'm like, finally, I finally feel like I have the key that God wants to use to bring in this harvest in this hour. So I just want to just encourage you.
to just go out there and literally just expect that something's going to happen and then make that offer. Hey, by the way, if you have any friends that want to need healing or a miracle, just offer it all. If you want to know what God says about your life, just open it all up. And you know what? Don't worry. If you feel like, hey, maybe I offered too much, just invite some of your friends there to join. It's like, hey, what are we doing tonight? Oh, I set up a miracle service. I'm telling you right now, I don't think you realize how much grace you carry. And if you get the lost in front of you, watch out. You will start to prophesy like you've never prophesied before. You will see healings and words of knowledge. Like, it doesn't matter that it doesn't happen for you here. I promise you, if you position yourself out there, the grace of God is coming on you. It will absolutely blow your mind. Now, let me just tell you one little thing that happened today, because this is just, God is so good. I listened to my wife tell my daughter something about, like, we're praying, like, you know, finally they opened our airport back up, and it's like, when do we go? Like, when do we book a ticket? And we're seeking the Lord. Do we get back on a plane in a couple of weeks? When do we go? So my daughter's just moved back to Orange County, and I hear my wife say something to her. It's like, don't worry, honey. You're going to have a community before we leave. I'm believing that. I just hear my wife say that to my daughter. So I head to Laguna to have coffee with an old friend, and I drag a guy along with me because, you know, it's always better when you want to drag somebody. Wherever I go, I'm like, he want to come along? He's like, I want to come along. Thanks so much. This is happening. Let's just go see what's going to happen. So we find out that the coffee shop owner, that she was healed. She comes out and testifies that she was healed last time we were there. So that was awesome to get the feedback. And I go up. I get a word of knowledge in my right wrist, hand and wrist. And I go up to these two women and I'm like, hey, you know, this is strange, but, you know, I just was walking up and I just feel like asking you, do you guys have something going on with your right wrist or whatever? And they're like, no. Okay. So I'm like, okay, it must be for somebody else. So I start talking to them, and this girl is living with a bunch of Christian young women in their 20s in an apartment. And I'm like, oh, you know, my daughter just moved back. She goes to Point Loma. My daughter just graduated from master's, and she's just moved here to Orange County, and she's really looking for some more friends her age. And she's like, oh, I'd love to be in touch with your daughter. Just imagine, just an hour before, I hear my wife say to my daughter, don't worry, you're going to have community. And I get home, and my daughter's already received a text, you know, from Hannah, like this gal. Anyway, these two women are Christians. They knew about the vineyard. It was awesome. We start sharing. So then I go back to my table to meet with my friends, and I tell them about the word about the right hand and how it was wrong. It was for my son, my friend's son, who came. They just for down from Portland. He's like, oh my goodness. And then I said, it's like a right wrist, like carpal tunnel. He's like, my son has carpal tunnel in his right wrist. So the wrong word of knowledge finds my daughter community. Yeah. And then we find out the right word of knowledge. This is just the kind of days we're living in right now. I just want to encourage you guys. I just want to encourage you. That prayer for boldness, it is not the time, guys, that we need. We need to, whatever it's going to take to get you bold, just get around somebody who's bolder than you and stick with them until you're bold. Because we can't miss this opportunity, guys. I sat in here tonight with just such a conviction on my heart. The church is missing an hour of visitation in this country because they're sheltering in place and they're not out and they're not interacting. And you know what? One of the reasons we can't have these masks come back in such is that the mask is a huge barrier to connect with people. I was out at Costco trying to connect with people, and I went to the car. I'm just like, this mask thing is really messing up my whole MO. And then I'm like, and then the Lord says, yeah, but in restaurants, you can take them off. And I'm just like, okay, well, just go to more restaurants, right? I can't do this with a mask on, you know? I identify as somebody wearing a mask. That's what I tell people. They say to me, like, well, you don't have a mask on. Yeah, but I identify with somebody who's wearing a mask. We can be really funny in these things. Really funny in this talk. You know what? I just want to tell you right now, we have to. to open our eyes. The harvest is here. It is happening. And what we saw happen with these Persians, I just believe that there's divine setups for all of us like this. Could you imagine? Just open your mouth in the next restaurant and imagine that you're having Persian food and having a miracle service with a New Age mystic. And she was shown that night. It was all about a power encounter to show her and her entire family that the followers of Jesus had authority to heal the sick, deliver, and to give prophetic words. And she had nothing. Now, it's not that God loves her. She's looking for power in all the wrong places. And now she's found it. Anyway, I'm going to shut up, but I want to bless you guys. I encourage you to go out and do likewise. Take risks and take my number. If you don't know what to do, I don't care. Hey, I'm at some place and I don't know what to do. Call me. I will take over, like over the phone. I just tell you, we have these phones for a reason. You know, if you're scared, hey, I don't know what to do. I think I'm getting a word of knowledge and I'm afraid. Just call me at my number and say, hey, could you talk to my friend? I think he has something he wants to tell you. It might have something to do with your knee. Just do it. I don't care. I went up to a house. The Lord told me that there's a house, this huge multi-million dollar mansion that has paranormal activities. In other words, they need an exorcism. I've been praying. I've been going by this house. I finally meet one of the owners or somebody knows the owner. And that's what I did. I went up and I gave this woman my card and I said, I just want you to know I've been walking by this house and there's been paranormal activity in this house. Please give my card to the owner. I want to come and help. Hello? I've never done that before. Okay? We are not living that word about newness. We are living in days. Don't think that you know what you're doing. It's new. New means you don't know what you're doing. The problem with charismatics is we always talk about the new this and the new that, and then we go back to something else we did. It's really about new. It's new. Like, new means you got to lean in and say, God, I have no idea what I'm doing, but would you show me what the new means? And so, anyway, all those words I called out, please don't leave before. If any of those are you or whatever, I want to pray for that, but I just want to pray, like, more personally for people. Anyway, I'll shut up.
Are you going to give out your number? Or...
She wants to know if you're going to give her a number.